Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today we celebrate the feast of Christ the King. Once, when a little girl and a gentleman were asked, "Who is a king?" Relying on the tales she heard, the little girl told of a handsome king, while the gentleman gave a long lecture on power, position, and luxury a king enjoys. Today, Holy Mother the Church celebrates a king who is unlike all the other kings. The readings of the day offer us reflections on different aspects of our King. Since the New Testament identifies Christ the King as the Son of David, the first reading today recalls the story of David's anointing as King of Israel. In the second reading, St. Paul asserts that as the image of the invisible God, Christ the King is superior to the prominent groups of angels like thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers. Describing the crucifixion scene in today's gospel teaches that Christ became the King of our hearts and lives by his suffering, death, and resurrection. Luke presents an image of a king who was not only born poor, but died a humiliating death. Out of love and compassion, Jesus brings salvation to the whole world. His concrete actions to stand for the oppressed, the poor, and the unwanted of his time cost him death. We, the followers of that king, cannot but be persons filled with compassion, which shows itself in the actions. Jesus Christ not only reigns on the earth, but in the heavens too. And it is highlighted in the second reading. Everything holds together in him, in heaven and on earth. Today, we need to recognize and appreciate Christ's presence within us and surrender our lives to Christ's rule. Since Christ, our King, lives in our hearts with the Holy Spirit and his Heavenly Father, and fills our souls with his grace, we need to learn to live in his holy presence and do God's will by sharing his forgiving love with others around us. Being aware of his presence in the Bible, in the sacraments, and in the worshiping community, we need to listen to him and talk to him. We also need to learn to be servers. Since Christ was a serving king, we are invited to be his loyal citizens by rendering humble service to others and by sharing Christ's mercy and forgiveness with others. Today, we are called to use our authority to support the rule of Jesus. The feast of Christ the King is an invitation to all those who have power or authority in public or the private realms to use it for Jesus by bearing witness to him by the way we live. Parents are expected to use their God-given authority to train their children in Christian ideals and in the ways of committed Christian living. Susan C. Kimber, in a book called Christian Woman, shares a funny piece of advice she received from her little son. She writes, "Tired of struggling with my strong-willed little son, Thomas, I looked him in the eye and asked a question I felt sure would bring him in line. Thomas, who is in charge here?" Not missing a beat, he replied, "Jesus is in charge and not you, Mom." Dear friends, these days we are very worried about the social, economic and political situation of the country and of the world. There is a saying, "Yesterday was a history, tomorrow will be a mystery, but today is a gift." Dear friends, especially with Thanksgiving coming up, let us be grateful to God for this wonderful gift of today, the present time, and not too much worry about what will happen tomorrow, for it is a mystery, and have faith that it will be safe at the hands of Christ, our loving and merciful King. The solemnity of Christ the King is not just the conclusion of the church's liturgical year. It is also a summary of our lives as Christians. On this great feast, let us resolve to give Christ the central place in our lives and to obey His commandment of love by sharing our blessings with all His needy children. Let us conclude the church year by asking the Lord to help us serve the King of Kings as He presents Himself in those reaching out to us in our daily lives. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.